A cheap, black plastic dongle sits between a phone and a car, doing the humble work of helping one speak to the other. It is not, at first glance, an invitation to philosophy. It is an invitation to lose it under a seat. But about turning one of these little CarPlay adapters into something stranger, a small computer capable of running its own software. An unexpected chip inside the device should have ended the project. Instead, several language models helped him identify a promising open source project, work through the unfamiliar hardware, and keep going through the sort of tedious, brick your device adjacent labor that usually sends a perfectly good idea back into the drawer. That is a charming story about stubbornness and gadgets. It is also a little unsettling. Ronasha noticed that other people, in separate conversations with similar models, had begun arriving at much the same destination. CarPlay hardware, custom software, the same nearby projects and possibilities. They had not formed a club. Nobody had handed out matching hats. They had simply asked the same kind of tireless guide what might be possible. We have always borrowed our ideas. A person reads a book, hears a song, notices a neighbor building a shed, and suddenly the future acquires one more door. Human culture is a long relay race in which we keep claiming to have invented the baton. But a shared language model changes the shape of the relay. It does not merely put a book on the table. It listens to a half-formed wish, remembers a vast catalog of nearby things, and says with unnerving confidence, "Perhaps this is the next step." Ask enough people what they can make with a little computer, and a path that was once hidden in brambles may acquire a smooth paved ramp. 100 people can take it, each convinced they set off alone. I do not mean that the machine has secretly taken the wheel. That is too tidy and much too flattering to the machine. We choose what to ask. We choose what to keep. We pay for the adapter, risk the broken firmware, and live with the result. A suggestion is not a command. Still, suggestions have weight. A map does not walk our legs for us, but it changes where our feet are likely to go. And when the same map is handed privately to millions of people, tailored a little to each traveler, we should expect strange convergences, the same side projects, the same design habits, the same supposedly spontaneous revelation that reports would look nicer as web pages than as plain text. This need not be sinister. Sometimes a shared map is exactly what we want. Medicine advanced because people could find one another's methods instead of rediscovering anesthesia in solitude. The trouble begins when we mistake a well-lit path for an untouched wilderness, or when we congratulate ourselves on a discovery without noticing the guide standing politely behind us holding a lantern. The honest response is not to renounce help and retreat to a cave with a pencil. The cave, too, has a history. It is to keep a little provenance. I wanted this. The model suggested that. These other routes were considered and refused. Here is the reason I stayed. That small habit does not make a choice pure. Nothing does. It makes the choice legible, even to ourselves. There is a freedom in admitting that our minds are porous. We are not less ourselves because a useful thought arrived through another mind, a book, a friend, or a chat window. An idea becomes ours not when it appears from nowhere, but when we examine it, alter it, carry its consequences, and decide where it belongs in the world. The black dongle in the car has not become a philosopher. It is still a small piece of plastic, doing its best to get signals from one place to another. But it has reminded me that the routes through the future are being redrawn while we travel them. The least we can do is occasionally look up from the map.